Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm feeling glad.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I'm James Buckley. Sitting opposite me is my co-host Jalal Hartley. Hello, Jalal.
What's up?
How are you?
Yeah, a bit tired this week. My parents' house has got a slow puncture.
How does that make you tired?
Well, it's been quite labour intensive.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Patching it up.
So has it been patched up?
Yeah.
So you're sorted then?
Yeah, but you know.
What else have you got up to this week?
It was wet.
What have you got? Well, the wet will help because you'll see
where the bubbles
come. Yeah, exactly. I want to know what you've been really doing this week.
That's
you're
really
an enigma.
It.
You haven't let anyone in. The listeners want to know.
What did you just call me?
An enigma.
Oh, right.
What have we got coming up on the show, Jalal?
Oh my goodness! What haven't we got is more like it.
Tell me about it.
What we haven't got is. Not Buckley's £3 bet. That's a double negative. So that means we have got Buckley's £3 bet coming up. And we have got two guests.
Two guests?
Two guests.
For the price of one?
It was a buy one, get one free.
Good.
On our guests.
Great.
They're sitting under the desk at the moment. But when the time is right, they will stand up and sit in chairs and speak words.
Great.
You'll be maybe belching from time to time because because of your McDonald's meal. Have you had your McDonald's meal yet?
No, not yet, no.
Why not?
I don't know, but let's not go into it because it's a bit of a sore subject. I said, get me my McDonald's before the guests turn up.
Yeah.
And we're about to talk to the guests and my McDonald's is going to turn up.
Oh, dear.
Basically, there's no way around it. It's going to turn up during the guests' interview.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'd be able to wait. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's not as if you're starving in Africa. I'm sure you'll be able to wait till the guests have gone before you eat it.
Well, I don't want to eat it cold, do I? So that's a waste of money.
That's true.
And that would be insensitive to people that are starving.
Yes, that's true. That's the last thing that starving people would want, is for you to have cold chips.
Okay, it's time for the news, Jalal. These are the latest stories that you can find on dreamteamfc.com.
I wish that when the news came on the TV ordinarily,
yeah,
they would use my actual name, just like you did. It's time for the news, Jalal. Oh, okay. Sit up and listen.
That would be good, wouldn't it? I think that will happen in the future.
I hope so.
They'll the TV will be able to tell who's watching it by some kind of
iris recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'll have specific adverts.
Yeah.
And things, which is already happening.
Which could be embarrassing if you're... Because if you haven't turned your browser sort of history off.
Well, yeah, because I get loads of adverts for Piles cream. I don't know why. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Mario Balotelli's most disgusting prank ever. Yeah, Mario Balotelli is mental. Here are a few highlights of the things that he's done in the past. He let off fireworks in his bathroom.
Right.
Set his house on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He threw darts at youth players. Curlon, Balotelli's teammate at Inter Milan between 2008 and 2010, revealed to ESPN that the Italian forward used to arrive early at training and urinate on all the players' boots. It wasn't just the other youngsters he targeted either. He even pissed over respected club veterans' boots, like Julio Cesar and Maicon. I like Balotelli.
I think that they maybe have got him a bit wrong there. Because I don't know if you know, if you ever get stung by jellyfish, the thing you're meant to do is urinate on your feet or the feet of the person who's been stung by it.
Yeah. The ammonia is meant to... Apparently that's not true.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that.
Sure.
And maybe he's just like pre-preparing the other players, but in case they get stung by jellyfish during the match, he's pre-soaking their boots with urine.
I've never been stung by a bee or a wasp.
I don't think I have either.
I worry that maybe, because I don't know, I might be really allergic to them as well.
What about nettles?
Yeah, I've been stung by nettles.
That would be a good way to make the games more interesting. Instead of grass, have like really long nettles.
And they have to play in bare feet.
Yeah.
And the ball is made of nettles.
Yeah.
And
at half-time they get dock leaves.
Ighalo reveals only club he would move to from Watford. Reading that like a news person there.
Mm-hmm.
It's no secret, Manchester United are desperate for a striker. And Ighalo has, brackets, kind of, found a solution to all their problems. There has been speculation from Spain and Italy, but I've played there and now want to play in England. I don't think I will be moving, but I'm not sure I'd say no if United called. How'd you feel about that, Julian?
Well, that's sort of what you warned me about last week, isn't it?
Yeah.
That a player might say, I will never move unless...
Yeah. Yeah, but you've got to remember that it's a job for footballers.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
I sort of felt like I had a little family, a little Watford player family.
Yes.
And that one of them is saying, maybe I'm going to move out.
One of the oldest rules in football has just changed forever.
Oh, my goodness. What is it?
That you can pass the ball backwards at the kickoff. So the rule was that you could only pass the ball forward at kickoff, which I didn't even know was a rule.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a rule. I thought it was you can't pass the ball forward, which is why they always sort of pass it sideways. Not the case.
Yeah.
I feel like a right plonker now. Been
yeah.
living my life thinking the complete opposite of a rule. This is going to change the face of football, I think.
Maybe they'll start doing everything backwards. Maybe they'll start running backwards. Maybe even like the scoring will run backwards. Like they'll do it like darts, where you have, you know, a high score, and then you have to keep knocking points off your score by getting an own, you know,
an own goal.
Yeah, and then
that's not how it works. An own goal is a goal for the other team.
Well, then you have to try and get the other team to
score an own goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try and implement that somehow. We'll try and do... We'll get to a five-a-side pitch and try and use your rules.
Yeah, and then if the referee pulls out a red card, you have to kick one of the other players.
You have to just piss on their shoes.
Yeah.
It's time now to introduce our guests. We've got two guests. They're both Arsenal fans. We have Robbie Lyle from Arsenal Fan TV, and comedian Ian Stone joining us. I've got your fact sheets here.
Why don't we read like a random one from one of them, and you have to guess which one
it is.
Yeah.
Okay, we're probably going to know though, don't you think?
Well, let's find out.
You might not. He's an Arsenal season ticket holder.
Oh, that's you, isn't it?
That's me.
That's you, yeah.
Well, I've got that on Ian Stone.
Am I an Arsenal season ticket holder as well? Yeah, I am as well, yeah. That's true, yeah.
I'll start with you, Robbie. You're the main presenter for Arsenal Fan TV on YouTube.
Yeah.
The channel was set up in 2012 and has accumulated over 85 million views since. That's mental. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's quite a few, yeah. It's not bad.
Why have you got such a successful YouTube channel? And how do I get one? No, what do you usually talk about? Who do you actually have guests on?
Yeah, we just interview fans after the... our main thing is we go to every Arsenal game,
right,
home and away, and we talk to Arsenal fans after the game, and we get Arsenal fans' opinions on what they thought of the performance, what they think of the team.
You must have heard more moaning than any other person alive.
I have heard quite a bit of moaning,
You must have done.
Just from Twitter, Arsenal and Liverpool fans are the easiest to get sort of riled up. They're the easiest fans to wind up.
I don't know. Recently, Chelsea fans and Man United fans have been... I think they've become the easiest to wind up in recent times.
Yeah, I guess so. But you have to sort of... You have to sort of think... Chelsea especially, it was only, a decade ago that this magical man turned up and... completely changed the
club. They got
club.
Short memories, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
It's like when you see City fans getting annoyed and things like that. You want to go, well, come on, it could be worse, like it was 5 years ago.
I love that Chelsea chant the other day where their fans were singing, "Where were you and we were good?" I mean, that was a classic.
I've tweeted, like, one tweet, I think, which was quite objective, was I said that, and this was a while ago, my opinion's changed, but I said that Wilshere is an exciting prospect for England fans. Like, I think that's a good thing. I just wish he would let his football do the talking rather than sort of get involved in every little argument, because I think he's a good enough player to sort of, you know, show people up by, you know, playing good football.
Fair enough. Sounds like more than 140 characters, but, you know.
It was something along those lines. Loads of Arsenal fans just giving me stick.
Who do you support? Annoyed.
I'm a Palace fan.
Right, so I think what it is, football fans get funny about fans from other teams talking about their team at all.
Well, saying that Wilshere is a good player.
Yeah, but saying he's but also saying he shouldn't get involved in other stuff. Right, that's the moment when Arsenal fans are going, oh, hang on a minute, it's nothing to do with you. But there's a lot of mad, noisy people on Twitter.
What is Twitter, though, if it's not just opinions? What is it? What is it supposed to do?
It's a conversation. It's a conversation, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, if you're watching the Eurovision Song Contest, for example.
Yeah.
And then you can all sit there and, oh, look at her, look at him, look at their rubbish.
Yeah.
And everyone's chatting away. That's what it is. Same with the football games.
Right.
That's what it's for. But it is full of mad people.
It only seems to be full of people that are offended by things. No one will tell you if they're not offended. No, because obviously no one goes, that didn't offend me.
Yeah.
You'll only pipe up if you've been offended about something.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that is everyone. That's
I know,
the thing
yeah,
you've got
I know.
To view. That's
yes.
the thing you've got to realise about it. Actually, most people out there are quite reasonable. But you never say anything about Jack Wilshere again.
I won't. I promise I won't. I'll only comment on Jack Wilshere the next time he plays football.
Nothing extracurricular, yeah.
So
because I don't know anything about football.
Yes.
I don't know if you've been briefed on that.
No,
I don't get that. Is that a good joke?
It wasn't a joke.
Well, Jack Wilshere is somebody that struggles to get game time because he's constantly injured.
Oh, okay.
Which is a really big shame, you know, first and foremost for Arsenal, but also for England as well, because he is a good young player. He plays in a very important position, one of the most important positions.
I've drifted off, I'm sorry.
So you're interested, but only up to a point.
Yeah.
You need to keep, you need to keep this very simple.
I don't like being left out.
Okay.
Right. But, right.
Just not... Jack Wilshere is a man who plays football, all right?
Great, that's all I need to know. Good.
Okay, Ian Stone, you host a comedy panel show.
I do.
The Football's On on BT Sport. I've not had a call for that yet.
this is some sort of audition, all right? Let's see how this goes, okay?
Well, watch me fail with flying colours.
Yeah, I get comedians on, just comedian
funny
mates.
People.
No, comedian mates.
Okay.
And we sit around and talk nonsense about football for now. That is the gig.
Sounds like a great format.
I've had worse jobs.
I like to think that we're sort of mates in a way now, aren't we?
The depth of our friendship is deep, isn't it? Yeah, it's true. It's true. Well, let's see how it goes again today, you know. But we do get people who know about football. And as you have said just now, you're not interested as far as
I know. No, I know about that guy who gets injured a lot.
Yeah. It's a start.
Have we got any feedback this week?
Let me have a look. That's a good question. Good question, John.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah. Good question. I've got some feedback here, actually.
Yep.
App Review 99 has done a psychological breakdown of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. Jalal's years of being the last picked on the school football teams have seemed to create a sarcastic sense of humour towards football within him.
Oh, nice.
Is that true? Is there any...
Well, we didn't have football at my school. We had rugby.
Right.
So I played rugby. I understand that people played... that if you went to a primary school, that there was football there.
Yeah. Well, the schools play football, usually.
I know, but I didn't go to primary school.
Why not?
Because my parents didn't believe in it. And anyway, they said that a lot of the other kids were tethered to a post in the back garden. So it wasn't so bad.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that you've said about your parents, though, I don't know whether you're joking or not.
We didn't have a back garden. You can't have a back garden in a houseboat, can you?
No. Oh, God.
What? They don't live in a houseboat now, obviously.
Because of the slow puncher.
Yeah, they downsized to a dinghy. It was very awkward living in the houseboat, actually.
Yeah.
You can't. It's very difficult to have a proper argument. You can't slam a sliding door, can you?
Super Krish writes, I've got to admit, Jamal's... Jamal?
No, you're pronouncing that wrong.
No, that's what they've written.
No.
Jamal's West Ham chant is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Get out more, Super Krish.
No, but what? It's Jamal.
Jamal.
That's the beginning of James and the end of Jalal. We're like Brangelina. We're like a shapeless couple now.
Jamal.
Yeah.
Okay.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Good. Jay Shears says, particularly enjoy episodes when there is Bovril chat. Imagine being in a podcast where it's heavily...
What?
A lot of it's consumed by Bovril chat.
Yeah, I know.
Have you had any Bovril this week?
I have, actually, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was feeling quite bad at the weekend.
Yeah.
And some kind person in the flat that I live in made me a Bovril.
What do you mean, some kind person?
A kind person.
Someone you know, surely?
Yes.
Right. How many people do you live with?
Two.
And who are they to you?
Exactly.
Jalal, you're not Daniel Craig.
What do you mean?
You can say if you live with a girl or not. Or have you got bitches on the go? You got hoes in different area codes. You don't want them to know that you're in a committed relationship.
Does Daniel Craig not say
Daniel
that
Daniel Craig's very secretive and very private.
But we know he's married to...
Yeah.
Edelweiss, or whatever.
Yeah, but when asked about his marriage, they said, how's your marriage going? And he said, very privately, thank you. If you want to give us feedback, get in touch with Jalal, at Jalal Hartley on Twitter. Or make
why
sure
you... Why can't they get in touch with you and you reply?
They can get in touch with me as well, but I want you to have more followers on Twitter. I know you were reluctant to sort of be involved in Twitter, weren't you?
Yeah.
I had to persuade you to use your real name.
Yeah.
You were going, no, I don't want people... No, I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with you.
How's Twitter going for you? Bro. Private, thank
you. It's a private account, I think you're fine. This is what I want to talk about to Arsenal fans, because this is the best thing to talk about to Arsenal fans. What's your Arsene Wenger view?
My Arsene Wenger,
yeah,
with Arsene Wenger, he's going to be one of those guys that when he eventually leaves, that's when we're going to realise just how good he was.
Yeah.
Listen, he's had lots of success, but there's been periods where we haven't appreciated him because the modern day football fan, we crave success every single season.
It's like the Big Brother generation. It's like, let's vote
now,
them off quickly.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of like that. And
it's irritating.
Things are looking quite good at the moment. We've got a very good chance of winning the league this season.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in the FA Cup. We scrape through somehow into the next round of the Champions League, although we've got Barcelona. So, listen, the season at the moment is going well. So I'm like, let's judge him at the end of the season, see how he gets on. We will ultimately find out just how great he was when he's gone.
I think he's a genius.
Yeah.
I think he's an absolute genius. To have kept that team in the Champions League without breaking the bank too
and
much.
Selling all these great players at the same time and building a stadium.
Yeah, so like...
I think Robbie's right. Only when he's gone will some people really understand what he did for us.
I think the Van Persie thing in hindsight was a brilliant move. He had one, evidently he had one good season left in him.
They did win the title with him, though.
I know they did. I know they won the title with him, but he was in the situation where he was like, if we have him for another season, we're not going to get anything.
Yeah, I just wouldn't have sold it to Man United. But yeah, no. Listen, they all make mistakes and they all do things. And he's sitting there now saying, "Do you know what? A goalkeeper is more important than a centre forward. That's how important Petr Cech is." And we're thinking, "Yeah, but what will you do? Why do we have Almunia in goal for 5 years? Yeah. Why do we have Chesney even? You know, there are things and mistakes that he's made. But I love him, and what he's done for the club is immense.
Especially with the debt of this new stadium that had been built, which I think has been paid now, isn't it?
It's pretty much. Do you think Arsenal fans are ungrateful then, from an outside point of view?
I'm going by Twitter, which obviously is not a great representation of the human race, basically. Yeah. And I follow Mr. Piers Morgan, and he's definitely in the sack.
He is,
Wenger
and has been
camp.
For a while.
Yeah.
A lot of people have suggested in the past to sack Wenger, and some of the managers that they've said to replace him with, if you look at some of the managers now, they're nowhere to be seen. I mean, I remember a couple of seasons ago, everybody was saying we should go and get Owen Coyle.
Right.
You know, what's happening?
Who said
Where's
that?
Owen Coyle? There was
you listened to some nonsense.
There was
on that.
A lot of Arsenal fans saying, Owen Coyle, next big thing, let's get him in. Where is he now?
Another thing that I love talking about Arsenal is the striker situation. I don't rate Giroud. You know, I know that he's been scoring this season, which annoys me because people go, well, he's scoring goals.
Damn,
and I go,
another one. but he's not very good.
But I genuinely think the chances he gets, he needs three or four on a plate before he then scores. That, again, I think is a compliment to Arsenal, because I think he's getting so many chances and the midfield are getting the ball to him that he will eventually score. But I think you'd have somebody running away with the golden boot.
I think you're right, actually. But it's whether you can get them. We were discussing this on the way up. Yeah. There's only about five strikers in the world that we would want. And if we can't get them, then Giroud's not a bad option. But there aren't that many, are there? That's
and in the summer, Arsenal were trying to, 100%, Benzema. They were trying to get Benzema.
Yeah. Couldn't get him.
That was their number one target. Well, that was the guy they were trying to bring in, and they were unable to bring him. And then all the other really top strikers, they're all with clubs that are not willing to sell him. Lewandowski, Aubameyang, all these guys, you know, they're not going to...
But you can get them. Every year it's always... Arsene Wenger's got this $200 million war chest.
The war chest. Yeah. I actually like to think of it as a chest. You know, I was watching Spartacus.
In my head, it's like a pirate's.
It's like Spartacus when he opens the chest. And there's all these goblets and gold chains and all that.
Somehow, I don't think that chest has got as much money in it as you guys think.
Is winning the league worth spending $200 million?
There's no guarantees. There's no guarantees. Chelsea bought Fernando Torres for 50 million quid. He was terrible. Yeah. Who knew?
Apparently, Arsenal have been linked with the possibility of transferring Deeney and Ighalo.
Yeah, they talk about it. But they've had one good season in the Premier League. Half a good season in the Premier League.
Hey, Watford.
Yeah.
But none of those are better than Giroud. So
I'm telling you now.
Neither of them
are. You know,
but that's,
hands
you know,
off. Right, if I catch a sniff,
I don't think
of you going anywhere near my boys.
He's got very proprietorial in his half a season watching Rocky.
I don't think.
You know what? Okay, you've changed from when I didn't know you before.
Okay, we forgot to do it last week, but don't worry, people. It's my favourite part of the show. It's the part where I get Jalal to help me with my weekly accumulator. It's Buckley's £3 bet.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet.
It's Buckley's £3 bet. £3 bet. Come on, you're in the musicals.
I know. Newcastle.
£3 bet.
Newcastle West Ham, Jalal. It's my first game that I've picked. Here are some.
Who is it?
Newcastle West Ham.
West Ham, West Ham, West Ham.
Newcastle.
Ah, Newcastle. Newcastle, my castle.
Newcastle versus West Ham.
West Ham. Obviously. I've got to the stage where I know where things are in the league table. West Ham.
Okay.
Unless we instate the nettles thing in the football, it'll be West Ham.
Okay.
Because I know that Newcastle, they're used to wading through nettles, so that would be... If the nettle pitch thing was instigated, then I think Newcastle would have a chance, because I don't think there's many nettles in West Ham.
Okay.
I've been there.
Chelsea versus Everton at Stamford Bridge. What are you saying, Angela?
Chelsea.
Why?
Because Chelsea are coming back.
There seems to be a bit of stability there now, that's for sure.
It's confused me that there suddenly... I was just getting used to the Premier League and then suddenly there's this FA Cup thing. The FA Cup is just like everybody plays everybody, like a football orgy.
Yeah, everyone's involved. Every professional football club is involved. Can possibly win the FA Cup.
Everybody's a potential...
Yeah, at the beginning of the season. Liverpool, Man United. I've gone for a draw because I think both teams are as inconsistent as the other.
I'm going Man United.
Do you reckon? Why is that?
I think Liverpool's confidence has been really knocked. I think it's showing in Klopp, like when you see him interviewed.
Yeah.
And when you see his reactions on the sidelines, on the pitch, I think there's like a scrabbling feeling, like a desperation.
What Klopp has got on his side is that people like him. He's a likeable character.
Yeah.
And... that alone, I think, will give him time. I think once he has a summer transfer window to work some magic, he might bring some people in, some fresh faces.
Yeah, some magic. Magic.
That was Barclays £3 bet.
James's emails this morning were basically, can I have a Big Mac meal waiting for me?
Which wasn't there. It's here now, and I'm going to have to eat it in front of the guests.
Where's my flapjack?
Is it here? Because I want it. Can you get it in? Because I'm starving.
I was promised a flapjack. Where's that?
Exactly. Did you put in an order for anything?
No.
There we go. Thank you.
He's serious as well.
Oh, yes. He needs to meet.
Thank you very much.
Big Mac and a Boomers.
Did you guys want anything?
No, I'm absolutely fine.
I'm good.
Thank you.
It's got a bit awkward now, because James is eating his food. I'm just... Do you like colours? Do you like colours? What's your favourite colour?
Do you want my three favourite colours?
Yeah, three favourite colours. Go on.
What about the facts? What about Robbie's facts? No, have a look at Robbie's facts.
I'm thinking on my feet here.
You took on a Spurs an MC in a rap battle.
Yeah.
Do you, with a rap battle, do you just sort of make it up? I mean, genuinely make it up, or are you sort of prepared?
This is good, James. They're just doing the interview between them. So I can just tuck into my flapjack.
Yeah, have your flapjack and your food. That's fine.
You guys eat, crack on.
Could you just take... Yeah, go on.
MC Tony D, right?
Yeah.
Who's a Spurs fan.
Yeah.
And you had a rap battle. Was it about Spurs and Arsenal?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew about it a day before.
Yeah.
So I had a chance to prepare.
So you had to think about some rhymes.
Yeah. And I thought I did all right.
Okay, who won?
Don't ask me to do it and repeat it.
No.
Who won? I don't know, he's pretty good actually. He's a professional rap battler, so he was sort of like a forfeit why I had to
can you
take
do that
him on.
For a job?
Right.
He's a professional rap battler.
Yeah, they
it's on his passport. It's on his passport.
Well, these guys, they go around and they have battles all over the world actually. So, yeah.
Is this like in 8 Mile with Eminem?
Yeah.
Is that sort of thing?
I'm
so way out of my comfort zone when I'm talking about this.
In a way, it's a bit like a stand-up, isn't it? Because if you're no good, people let you know.
And I'm sure they do.
You've got to do it. You got to come off. So,
James, I think we've missed a trick here. Because
go on.
All we need to do is get two people, two guests, who get on.
Mm.
Just get them to talk amongst themselves.
we're just filling time while you're
just
having food.
No, but I think, to be honest, I think it's better than when we're involved.
Yeah, obviously. I think that goes without saying.
You were really hungry, weren't you?
Make sure you give us some feedback on the old podcast,
because
we like that, then we'd like reading it out. You can ask us questions at Jalal Hartley on Twitter, and visit dreamteamfc.com to see more of the stories we've been talking about, and bye. I don't have the vocal capabilities to negotiate my way out of a sentence cul-de-sac.
I do
that a lot. I shouldn't have said the word and then. It was fine. I'd said what I needed to say. I said and then I had nothing. I should have just stopped. I just carried on talking. I didn't know why I had to say and.
Do you often feel like you haven't quite convinced people? You haven't delivered what you... as hard-hitting as you wanted to?
No, I don't think I care about that sort of thing.
Right. Well, bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. How you feeling? Jalal.
Yeah.
Have you got any manglage for us this week?
Not really.
No. We had 1 week of it. It's taking you this. By the second week, you've run out.
Yeah. It was sort of like a New Year's resolution that I've given up on already.
What have you got? You must have something.
Oh, well, the only thing I've got is. It's not even. It doesn't even qualify to be. It's Pardew just being interviewed by Jonathan Pearce, who gets a bit sort of emotional.
The belief changed and they got better and better. And it was more like some of their big players turned up today.
Could your team have been more physical in a way in that first half? Could your team have been more physical in a way in that first half?
Yeah, half.
I think they'd be more physical in that first half.
I think, I think Jonathan Pearce... I was trying to hold back some tears there. I don't know what had happened. I don't know what's happened.
More physical in that. Could you be more physical?
Could you be more physical? Could you? Maybe if you'd have been more physical.
It's like they're at marriage guidance counselling. Maybe if you were more physical with me.
Maybe if you were more physical. Believe it or not, I like to be touched.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.